Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building one of those classic jungle and old-school drum and bass tricks that never really goes out of style, the switch-up swing method. The idea is simple, but the effect is huge. You keep the groove moving, but every few bars, you change the rhythmic feel just enough to wake the listener up. That's how you get modern punch with vintage soul. We're doing this in Ableton Live 12, and we're keeping it beginner-friendly, so no overcomplicating things. We're going to start with a sampled break. Shape it into a solid main groove, make a second version with a different swing feel, add a simple sub-bass, and then arrange the whole thing so it feels like a real DNB loop that could live inside a track. First, set your tempo, for this style, something around 170 to 174 BPM is a great starting point. If you want a slightly darker roller feel, you can stay a little lower, around 160 to 168. For this lesson, let's think in the classic jungle and DNB zone, because that keeps the energy clear and the workflow focused. Now create three tracks, one for your main drums, one for your switch-up drums, and one for your bass sub. That simple layout is already going to help a lot, because in DNB, the low end and the drum edits can get messy fast if you don't keep things organized. Add a return track with a little reverb if you want, but keep it subtle. We're building groove first, not washing everything in effects. Next, find a break or drum loop with character. You want something with a clear snare, some hi-hat movement, and a bit of room or dust to it. That old texture is part of the soul. If you have a loop, drag it into an audio track and let Ableton warp it. If you're using one-shots or a drum break, you can right-click and slice it to a new MIDI track so you can play the hits like an instrument. A really useful beginner move here is to keep the break's natural vibe, but clean up the low end. If the sample has too much rumble, use EQ8 and gently high-pass it somewhere around 90 to 140 Hz. Don't strip all the body away. You still want that vintage character. You just don't want the break fighting your sub. Now let's build the main groove. This is where the tune starts to breathe. Put the snare on 2 and 4. Add kicks around the downbeats and a few pickups. Then fill the gaps with hats, ghost notes, or little chopped bits from the break. Don't try to make it perfect on the first pass. Just make it feel alive. A good rule here is this: if the groove feels stiff, don't shift the whole thing around right away. Move a few hat notes slightly late, or soften some ghost notes with velocity. Tiny timing changes create swing without killing the punch. In jungle and old school DNB, that little push and pull is everything. Now for the main event, the swing method. Open Ableton's groove pool and try applying a light to medium swing feel to your drum clip. A good starting point is somewhere around 54 to 58% swing, but keep it subtle. If you push the swing too hard, the loop can start to feel sloppy instead of exciting. We want bounce, not mush. Here's the trick. The switch-up swing method means you don't use the same feel all the way through. Instead, the first groove can be a little tighter and more direct, while the switch-up groove leans more laid-back, more shuffled, and maybe a little more ghost note heavy. That contrast is what makes the listener feel movement without needing a giant fill every four bars. So duplicate your drum clip. Make one version your main groove, the cleaner one. Then make a second version for the switch-up and change the rhythmic identity just a bit. Add ghost snare, shift a hat slightly late, remove one kick, or create a tiny fill at the end of the bar. The goal is not to make it sound like a different song. It should still feel like the same tune, just with a new attitude. Now let's give the drums some proper weight. Put drum bus on the drum group, then maybe a little saturator and EQ8. Start gently. A little drive on drum bus, maybe around 5 to 15%. A touch of saturator, maybe 1 to 4 dB if needed. And if the drums are muddy, clean a bit of a low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. That range can build up fast. If your break is too soft, you can layer a clean snare one shot under it. Keep it subtle though. You're not trying to replace the break. You're just helping the transient cut through so the groove has more punch. Modern DNB likes clarity, but the vintage feel comes from leaving some of the sample's natural roughness intact. Now let's build the bass. Keep it simple. Use operator or wave eatable and choose a sine or near sine tone. That gives you a clean sub that won't fight the drums. For a beginner jungle or DNB loop, the bass does not need to be fancy. It needs to be disciplined. Write a few root notes. Leave space for the snare. Let the bass answer the drums instead of stepping on them. A good pattern might hit on beat 1, then answer after a snare, then maybe land again near the end of the bar to push the loop forward. The important thing is movement through space, not just note count. If needed, add a compressor with sidechain from the kick or the main drum group. Keep it gentle. You only want enough gain reduction to clear room for the drum hits. The sub should stay centered and solid. If you want a little more edge, add a touch of saturator before the compressor, but don't overdo it. In DNB, a clean low end is power. Now we make the switch up section. This is where the track gets its personality. Duplicate your main drum clip into the switch up track and change the feel. Maybe add one extra ghost snare. Maybe remove one kick. Maybe make the hats a little more laid back. Maybe add a tiny fill using sliced break hits. You're creating a new rhythmic thought, not a new arrangement world. This is also where the contrast really matters. If your main groove is tighter, let the switch up breathe a little more. If the main groove is already loose, make the switch up more direct so the listener can clearly hear the change. Think in pairs, tight and loose, dry and roomy, straight and swung, busy and sparse. That pair-based thinking is one of the secrets to this style. A great beginner move is to automate tiny details so the switch up feels intentional. Try opening the filter a bit on the break for the transition, or adding a touch more reverb send on a snare hit before the loop returns. You can also do a small gain lift with utility, or automate a slight saturator boost for a little extra bite. Keep the movements small. You want tension, not a big obvious effect sweep unless the track really calls for it. Now arrange the loop like a real DNB section. Think of it in 16 bars. Bars 1 to 4 are your main groove. Bars 5 to 8 keep that groove rolling with subtle variation. Bars 9 to 12 bring in the switch up. Bars 13 to 16 return to the main groove, but with a little fill or stop so it feels ready to loop again. This kind of arrangement works because DNB listeners are always tracking motion. You don't need huge changes. Often, what makes the section feel exciting is what drops out, not what gets added. A one-beat drum stop, a short bass rest, or a tiny reversed hit can do a lot. Before you finish, do a quick mix check. Make sure the kick and sub are not fighting. Make sure the snare still cuts through. Make sure the break hasn't become too busy. And check that the switch up really feels like a change in energy, not just a duplicate of the first loop. Use utility on the bass if you want to check that it stays mono and center. Also, listen quietly. This is a very underrated move. If the groove still feels strong at low volume, that usually means the rhythm is solid. If it only works when it's loud, you may need clearer accents or better timing contrast. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't put too much swing everywhere. The whole point is contrast, so keep one part tighter and let the switch up loosen up. Don't overchop the break until it loses its identity. Keep some of the original groove and room sound. Don't let the bass hit under every drum accent. Leave space, and don't overdo drum bust to the point where the drums get flat or crunchy in the wrong way. If you want to push this style further later, you can resample your drum group once it feels good, then chop the resample again for a dirtier, more unified texture. You can also add tiny reverse hits before the snare, or layer a quiet mid-bass above the sub for more presence on smaller speakers. But for now, keep it simple. The first pass should always be about getting the groove to work. Here's a fast practice challenge. Make an 8-bar loop. Use one break sample. Build a tight groove first. Duplicate it and make a second version with more swing and one extra ghost note. Add a simple sine sub with only a few notes. Then make one transition sound, like a reverse crash or a short snare fill. Loop the two versions back to back and listen to how the energy changes. If you do it right, it should feel like the groove speaks twice, first in a tighter voice, then in a swung voice. That's the essence of the switch-up swing method. So remember the big idea. In Ableton Live 12, you can get that jungle and old-school DNB feel by starting with a sampled break, making one tight groove and one swung variation, keeping the sub simple, using small automation moves for tension and arranging the loop, so the energy resets every few bars. Keep it punchy, keep it soulful, and let the groove do the work.